Hello there, Jax.
Hi, guys. Oh, my gosh. There's a dog.
Yeah, that's little
Tito. This is breaking news.
Beep, oh, my beep, goodness. Beep, we beep, all have beep. Our pets here today. I have Artie right here, too. It's like the pets needed to be here for the emergency meeting at the Babysitter's Club.
My dogs aren't here, and that they're left out.
But maybe they will be soon.
It could be.
So dog.
You want to run grab?
Well, no, I'm just saying like summer. Yeah. Summer could be dog time.
Could be dog time.
Yeah.
Dog time. Yeah.
Wow. What a day we have, today. We had to go, live emergency.
We did. Normally all of our stuff's heavily produced.
Heavily produced.
We try to get 40 minutes out of 3 hours typically, but we're going to go live and see what happens.
We're going to go live and see what happens. Yeah. And I'm very excited because we're going to be, opening the phone lines. The phone lines are open, to the, Brainwell. That was the phone line guy.
Okay,
to the, Brainwell Jam Plus subscribers. Because there's big news.
Big news.
Big news today.
Big news.
Candace Cameron Bure Reese's is apparently
has carrots.
They have carrots. Did you try a carrot?
I didn't. I just tried the eggs, but they have carrot. They have carrot peanut butter cups,
which is
unbelievable.
From what I gather, a carrot is an egg but smushed.
You could
shape
say that.
Wise.
Yeah, for sure. This is big breaking.
This is big and breaking.
Speaking of big and breaking, your dog is chewing through.
Don't
that
you
tree
get that
there.
Christmas tree, Theo? No, sir. No, sir, you don't. Candace Cameron Bure jumping ship, going from Hallmark to GAC.
Oh no, don't go.
For what appears to be
tell
a day
us how you
job,
really feel, Dan.
No, please stay. Please stay. Make more movies.
What appears to be a day job of an executive who's curating programming.
Reading between the lines, it looked like she was head of programming. Yeah. I don't know if that was just lost in the announcement, but. She has a production company.
She has a production company. Red Rock Candy Mountain. What is it?
Yeah, sure.
Big Rock Candy Mountain Productions. I don't know what it's called.
Is that how you read it, Jax?
Okay. So I, of course, texted Bran immediately when I heard the news. And then he said, it seems like she's got a day job. And I read the thing. And I was like, yeah. But then the second thing that I read that I sent you, Bran, it straight up says she's like going to be an executive. So yeah, she's going to be putting in the 9 to 9.
Wow, she just works a 12-hour day. That's
brutal. Listen,
get up earlier.
Wheels of entertainment don't stop.
We had heard like just whisperings of Candace as she continued with Hallmark was kind of morphing into that anyway. Like we had heard that rumor, like. That she
as an executive.
Yes, she was going to start.
But there's a difference between being an executive on a movie and being an executive for a network.
No. Like, was going to start doing some like, had you heard that?
I had not heard that. Who are you hearing this from?
You know, I didn't hear that specifically, but I feel like she was already partially running the show over there anyway, because the way she produces all of her movies, she just had so much control there as it was.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that could be it. But I don't even remember the genesis of this, but I had heard that like as she got older, like that was the hope, is to have more of a stake in the channel itself. And so I'm not surprised by A, the move at all, or B, the fact that she is going to be some sort of executive. I think for her, it makes a lot of sense. She's been doing these movies for close to 2 decades now. It seems like this is the next logical move. But when I heard it, I wasn't shocked at all. Like, not even a little bit.
Yes. There's a handful of people, obviously, that have been polled. The big question now is, do they still have enough money left over to make movies? Because
if it is, as I claim, a money laundering front, then yes, they do. If this is a way to clean money, then they will always have plenty of money.
Yeah.
Jax, no comment. Great.
Jax is.
You know, old habits die hard, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. I used to be a little careful when I would be on the bubbly sash. I would sometimes censor myself. I'm not necessarily censoring myself now. I'm befuddled. I need more info. I did see the writing on the wall with this a little bit because I mean, I love Danica. I'm a huge fan of Danica's, and they've been palling around a lot. And I just imagine them having conversations about GAC and, you know, it's the, and then of course, Full and Fuller House. Like she's been playing on that network 24/7.
Do you think there was some sort of contract thing that kept it from happening until now? I would assume.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. They had an Aurora Tea Garden aired this year, right? Already. I think there was
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think, you know, she had to finish that wheel of movies. I'm using the word wheel now. I learned it from.
It's great. Nikki brought us a new
thank
word.
Thank you, Nikki Deloach, for that.
Yeah. Her wheel of movies there. But then there's also, as we've talked about in the Facebook group, bramblejampost.com. thank you. That there's just like a lot also of like, merchandising deals. Theo, for the love. No, you can't take the red fairies.
He is just crunching on like plastic ornaments on a Christmas tree that's off the set. He's like, what do you want from me? I'm 5 months old. Come
You're doing great. There's a lot of like merchandising crossover. Like I think
he's going back in for more.
Dude, there's like she has like Bibles and stuff that I think are
perfect. Yeah.
Dayspring.
Is Dayspring a Hallmark brand or it's just like in their
stores? No, it's a CCB brand. But she's her own brand. You know, like she has CCB has 5.5 million Instagram followers, which is 5 times as much as Hallmark and like, you know, 23 times as much as GAC.
Wow.
Wow, that only was really 23. Did you have that written down? Did you come prepared
you
with that?
No. You okay, did that.
That's
quick.
Actually, I'm going to need a fact check on that. That's not true. I'm
it sounded like something that somebody says on the news. And it's
then
like
GAC has more followers than I thought they did. If it's only 23 times, that's like, that's impressive.
So I think overall what we're getting at is I don't think it's surprising, but it's not surprising. Like it's surprising that despite Lacey the last couple of years getting more ratings than Candace at Christmas time, she's still the queen of Christmas. Like as the media knows her, people affiliate her with Hallmark, and there's this. She's just a notch above anybody else. Like even Lacey, like because of Fuller House, because of all these things that she still has going on, she's still the person. And so I think it was just surprising that it happened. The way that it happened.
Yeah, GAC has, she has 95 times the amount of Instagram.
95.
Five,
so not I got fact check. 95?
Yeah, okay, 95 times.
Guys, also, I got fact check in the comments, and thank you so much to a couple people that said this. Dayspring is, in fact, owned by Hallmark, according to several of the people in the comments.
Oh, boy.
So that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Didn't she like, I think she like just put out a Bible or something.
Heaven forbid we run out of TV stations that can shill Bibles.
I'm saying, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm saying. Do we want to open up the phone lines?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
The people are rioting in the streets and we had to corral them together. Not rioting, but they're making noise. They're dancing in the street. There's half the street is rioting, half the street is dancing. And we brought everyone together and we said, let's open up the phone line, something we don't do very often. We dusted off the phone lines for this. Let's bring in a video phone. I think some people are just doing audio, judging by what I'm seeing here. I think Eve T is up. Eve T, E-T, phone home. Eve, hello.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. First time caller?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic.
I just want to express my complete joy at this.
You wanted to get on here and just express
her voice.
Your joy.
I can't stand
her voice. Wow.
Oh, it's awful.
I wouldn't go that far, but I'm overjoyed for you, Eve.
You know what? I'm happy. I like, they're going to be fine. Hallmark will survive.
Yeah, no, one in the books for happy, man. Theo's just full of plastic berries.
He's doing five.
Straight to the vet from here. I get the feeling there's going to be a lot of people in your camp, and there's going to be a lot of people on the other side of the fence who are like maybe going to follow her over there.
They'll try to figure out how to follow her over there. Yeah.
Yeah. Never.
I've not heard the voice one, though, before.
That's no, that was new. Thank
you're
you.
Doing so much better things now. I mean, like, the last Saturday's movie was so good, and that's just not her wheelhouse. So,
yeah. Interesting.
So we'll see what happens.
Do you think that there was any conjunction there with last Saturday's movie and her leaving on Tuesday?
That's a very interesting. It's a very interesting question.
That's you're a smart man, Dan.
I'm just saying, like,
well, there's some. You could do some. Theo, for the love, I will put you back in your room.
Send him over to Uncle Dan.
Okay, fine. No leash.
I got him. Don't worry.
You got mambas over there, though.
Don't worry about it.
Mambas and Reese's.
Not snakes, by the way. Just candy.
Go to Uncle Dan. Go.
Come here.
Thank you, Eve, for joining us. Great to see you.
I love you guys.
Thank you. Love you. Bye. That was a weird way. You don't say it back. When someone says, I love you guys, you don't say, I love you back.
Yeah, well, yeah, because Eve said it like, I love you guys. She tossed it off. And then you said very earnestly and intensely, I love you.
I love you, Eve.
Love you, Eve.
Christmas, Eve. Christmas.
It's Christmas Eve. The one interesting thing now with all of these exclusives, well, although I think there's no word of exclusive in her contract.
There isn't. I can't imagine her ever being on the Hallmark Channel again, though, right?
Right. I don't think they had to do exclusive for her.
Like, no, I think that was just understood.
Yeah. You know, there's no turning back.
Yeah.
Actually, can I ask a quick question about that? I've had a couple people that I've seen online or who I've talked to today that were curious if she could still do Aurora Tea Garden because... it's not technically exclusive, but I feel like there's no going back, right?
You're the mystery maven. How'd the last one end?
You didn't see it.
Not memorably.
Not memorably. Okay.
No. It's not like Mystery 101 where I'm jonesing for another one, and like I would sacrifice a lot of things to make it happen.
Speaking of GAC, am I right?
But that's also an interesting thing. Is like because she became. EP of that series.
Yeah.
Like how much control does she have over that franchise? Could she potentially take it? So similarly to what Hallmark did with that mystery series with Cameron and Allison, where they like brought it back but changed names.
Yeah. They didn't have the rights to
have rights or whatever, however that happened.
What about it could be a didn't Brad Cravoy have rights to like that When Hope Calls show and GAC picked it up or something like that?
Yeah,
like,
for that one, it was Brian Bird and Brad both. So they were in control of where that one could go. And Hallmark got like right of first refusal and then they didn't want it. So then they could take it to GAC.
Ah, gotcha. So I don't know. I can't imagine there being another Aurora Tea Garden. I just can't imagine it.
But that's just a tricky thing about this world is like nobody... The networks don't, by and large, I think they're trying to move in this direction, but by and large, don't own those properties.
That's right.
They have them, and they have them for X amount of years, and then they go off, and that's why.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know who owns
it. Lots to ponder.
I don't know who owns it. That's exactly right. Lots to ponder. But my point that I was getting to is there's all these exclusive deals or deals that are being inked that are being announced now, and they're going to have to make movies for these people. And so far,
that's how that works.
So far, the GAC only has two movies so far this year, and they have way more than two people that they have to make movies for.
That's right.
Due to these contracts. And my guess, I'm going to go on a limb and say those people are going to want to make more than one movie a year. So there's a lots to digest here. Courtney, I'm going to bring on Courtney to the line to the show.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Courtney. Welcome.
Hi, Courtney.
Courtney, can I hear you?
Can I hear you?
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
We cannot hear you.
You might have to go to your... You look great. You might have to go to the settings and then try... I'll take you off and then add you back on later.
It's the video equivalent to turn your radio down.
Let's turn your radio down. Let's bring in Kira. Kira, hello.
Hi, Kira.
Hi, guys.
Oh, I hear you. Hi. Hello. Welcome to the show. First time caller?
I called in like 2 years ago to the... Marathon.
So, fair
enough. Yeah. There are very few occasions where you could call in and you did it at one of them. Kira, what are your thoughts on this big news? Big monumental day.
I am not surprised on any level. I didn't think her Dayspring stuff would preclude her from signing with GAC at all. Because it's a totally separate arm from like the production stuff. So I didn't think that relationship would mess her up at all. And in the Facebook group, some people have been posting like extra like news articles that they found. And it looks like it might be exclusive to rom-coms and Hallmark and like Christmas stuff. So she could probably still do Aurora Tea Garden, but like Jan said, they probably won't.
Well, interesting. So exclusive to rom-coms and Christmas.
I don't know why GAC doesn't put that immediately in their thing, though, unless they just want to generate more like people
when
talking.
When was the last
like,
time that CCB questions? Did a non-Christmas rom-com? When's the last? Does anybody know? Has she like when?
I don't know if she ever has on the channel.
Yeah, haven't they all been Christmas? I don't know.
That's a good question. Aside from Aurora, what does she do the rest of the year what's she doing for homework? I don't think it was
nothing. I think that's it.
I think the thing that I'm most curious about is how long has this been in like at what point did she go, okay, let's do this? And then how long from that moment? Because none of us are surprised, but clearly it's been in the works for a while because they had a lot of red tape to get through. Like how long ago did she say go?
How long has Full House been on GAC? Like a couple months, 3 months? A
couple months, yeah.
Yeah, wasn't it?
But that's not necessarily like
he immediately jumped on announcing that. So
yeah.
And there was a lunch picture on Insta with her and Danica and Michelle Vickery,
who's not
right?
with the network. And then
Pam Slay, and who's
Pam Slay, that's right.
Works for GAC now.
GAC, yeah.
Got it.
And on Sunday, Candace and Danica went to church together. Mm. So that's yep. I mean, about as clear as it can get. Like
yeah.
that's
yeah.
That was when you knew.
Yeah, love you written in red right there.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Kira, thank you so much for chiming in. Do you have anything else before we let you go?
Rig Dilby's life.
God bless.
God bless you, Kira. Kira, God bless you.
Another thing,
I'd like to take a few moments to just thank Kira and the Academy. Everyone involved. I've never been on a live broadcast before. It's new for me.
Thank you, Wrigley.
Thank you.
Brian. That's dangerous. You have been on a live. We've done the deckies.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Alonzo's here in the room. Alonzo, hello.
Yes.
Alonzo, are you there?
Is it audio only?
I can't see Alonzo or hear Alonzo, so it's not looking good for Alonzo.
He's maybe in his private chat, though.
I know. He's just chatting away. Alonzo, figure out your stuff and then get back in here.
Just like you've never done tech before.
Trace talks tech. Mm. I was going to bring up something else that I was just thinking about, which was...
Awesome.
It was the Christmas thing. Exclusives. I don't know. I don't know what it was, but... the interesting thing here now is how like people the hurdle is
you're rebounding great here.
No one knows about it. And so I think even with Candace, like even with the poll, there's still a hurdle for people.
I'm just saying if you follow like a great Sleepy Kitty Paws, great account for like TV ratings and she does a lot of research so we don't have to mm-hmm. like their number one movie, like has barely charted, guys. Like, I mean, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of viewers at the peak of it. And I just don't know.
But there are things that we aren't privy to, Dan, such as the fact that their movies
money laundering.
Are, well, no. Yes. But their movies are also going almost immediately to streaming, that's whether right. it be on Peacock or I think there was one on Prime or whatever. So, Alonzo's back here. Alonzo, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. It's very early for me.
Are you in a robe?
I am in a robe, yes.
You look great, buddy. Alonzo said, CCB's leaving, give me my robe. I must go live with the fellas.
Alonzo, Clark Kent and Superman both wear glasses with Alonzo. That's exactly right.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Alonzo, do you have thoughts?
Yeah, you know, look, I will admit I'm a little surprised. I thought that the Dayspring thing was that her mercantile side would win out over her sort of like other side. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, I think Dan nailed it this morning. Like we've been getting some of the best non-Christmas Hallmark movies ever in the last month or so. So if that's the new direction and she represents the past, then go to GAC with the rest of Hallmark past and do your thing there. And Bill Abbott can do the same thing that he coasted on for years without any new ideas. And, you know, it's like this metaphor for like the right side and the wrong side of history. Do you want to be trapped in the past? Do you want to explore the future? Weirdly enough, Hallmark is the place where the future is being
that
explored.
That is the and bewildering moment new, of this. Yes. Right? And I'm not saying that we necessarily have proof that this is a direct trade, but for me, like Just One Kiss and Love Classified for an out of season movie, those two movies are about as good as I've seen on the network. And so I don't know if that's a coincidence or not, but I said it in the Facebook chat with the Bramble Jam Plus folks. If that's the trade, then why didn't we make it years ago? Why didn't we do it a long time ago? I mean,
these are leaps and bounds ahead of what we've been seeing for a long time. Like, you have to go back to like the Hall of Fame era, where, you know, when they were really like only making a handful of these a year and they were super high quality. But like, Hallmark Channel's cranking them out like sausage. And for the most part, it's a sausage that you don't really want to look too closely at what's in it, you know. But I think that we're really starting to see this new regime and a new, you know, sensibility take hold at the network. And yeah, are we going to still get like Butler Academy movies? Sure, we are. But every so often, we're also going to get a Love Classified. And like, not only is Love Classified, you know, bold in terms of like its inclusion, but it's an actual good movie that's well written and with some really good performances. And so for all the pearl clutchers who were horrified that, like, you know, they might have to explain, you know, that two women fall in love to their grandchildren and they can no longer watch Hallmark with their family, go to GAC with Ms. Beret and do your do and live your life and see ya.
Well, I do appreciate you mentioning the fact that let's not crown Hallmark the new A24 just yet. We did 3 months of clunkers before we got to these two movies. So,
yeah.
I mean, we are going to all have to agree to disagree on the Butler's situation because Mama liked it.
No. Yeah, why are we using Butler's as the worst movie of the year? Yeah. Butler's was not the worst movie of the year.
Is less seasoning.
Welcome to Mamas. That's
right. Welcome to Mamas is low. It's low.
That's really New Year's joint.
That was bad too. Alonzo, thanks for putting on your robe for us, buddy. I appreciate
My pleasure.
You have a
always good to see you, buddy.
Uh-oh. Take care, y'all.
Look out. We don't have a screen.
Just our TV went away.
Oh,
but, no, it's back. It's back, everybody. Theo?
It's Theo.
Definitely.
He's no Happy the Dog, I'll say that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I will say,
on there and go fix your dogs.
Everybody's okay, everything's fine. But the interesting thing, I looked at the ratings this morning for Love Classified.
Yeah.
And if you are if it's all about numbers, you it's not great. Yeah. Like it got about 1 million viewers less than the movie prior. And it's the lowest one of the year so far for Hallmark.
It is also Easter weekend.
It's Easter weekend.
I don't want it like,
that's
it's
fair.
Not apples to apples when they, you know, when they're putting this in a pocket on a weekend where everyone's with family, everyone's outdoors. You're right. The movies, Hallmark is making big steps, but also when they make these big steps, they tend to try to hide those movies weirdly enough.
Yeah, I actually think they really should have flipped A Tale of Love and Love Classified, because I think A Tale of Love is a great sort of Easter weekend movie. It has really, really heavy spring vibes. And I mean, Love Classified was great, but I think it could have gotten a little bit more action from the people who want to watch it if it would have been playing this weekend.
Is that 1 million compared to the last week's movie, or is it compared to Easter weekend last year?
That is just compared to last week's movie, but it is the lowest of the year so far.
If Sleepy Kitty Paws is listening, God bless you, first of all. Second of all, I want to know the comparison.
Well, when was Easter last year? What's today? I can tell you right now.
Saturday. I mean, we can look it up. We don't have to do it right.
What was Easter Sunday last year?
I don't know. You're going to have to give me a second, Brand.
When was Easter Sunday?
You don't know the top of your head, Dan? Come on.
It was the 4th. April 4th.
April 4th?
Yes.
So April 3rd.
I got that pretty quickly, I thought.
That was good.
Thank you.
About 500,000 more last year than this year.
Half a million?
But it was a down week.
Down week. Okay.
What about the year that they did Easter Under Wraps?
I don't know about that movie, and I don't think
Is that a movie or was that a season?
No, it was... It was a movie with Fiona Gubelman, who I love, and Brandon Penny, who's also okay.
He's on the line. We'll see if we get to
it. It was not a good movie, but it was Easter themed. I was wondering if more people tend to tune in, even if it's decidedly less of a good movie.
Like Jesus?
Jesus was under wraps.
He was under wraps, and he's not anymore. Amen.
That's right, amen.
Was Brandon Penny Jesus?
No.
I'm here for it, to be clear.
Oh, yeah, like they roll away the tomb and he's under wraps. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
I think that's more GAC programming, probably, though.
Yeah, probably that, yeah. Easter Under Wraps.
That sounds awful. I got to be honest.
Don't tell anyone about Easter. Gotta keep this sucker under wraps.
Put under wraps. It was about a candy factory.
It has to be a candy movie. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Hide it under a bushel.
No.
People liked it. People liked it. People are saying it was the best movie ever, my fave. Oh, wow. So maybe I need to rewatch. I can't see you saying
best
it,
movie ever, my fave.
We missed this one by about a month and a half, Bran. We started covering all the new Hallmark non-Christmas movies right around the summer of 19, and this came out in April of 19. So we just did miss it.
Dadgummit.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. Dadgummit. Under Wraps is a sequel of Passion of the Christ. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's 100% fair. People in the Facebook group, we're about to hang it up. So if you wanted to get in your now's thoughts, man, is Eve back or is Eve just still hanging on?
I think she's just hanging
Eve,
on.
Eve, are you just hanging on?
She's just hanging on.
Oh, she's back. Hi, Eve.
Hi.
Did you have more thoughts?
No, just the same thoughts. Why? Okay. I had to refresh. I'm trying to get into the chat and I can't get into it. So Alonso told me to refresh and he wasn't right.
I think the chat
yeah, because you're in the private chat with Alonso.
Right.
I mean, yes. That's fun too.
I mean,
but
that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, I wish I could do that.
Alonso said I tried.
Yeah, that's right.
But he looked good in his robe, so that was worth the wait.
He looks great in his robe. Yeah. He looks great in his robe.
By the way, Easter Under Wraps was the candy cane movie with Easter eggs.
Oh, it was what was that one?
Mary and Bright.
Mary and Bright.
Script, pretty much. Yeah.
Wow, I'm here for
it. Yeah, you missed it.
Did you like it, Eve? Did you? No. Were you a fan? Okay.
I shouldn't say this.
No, I mean, you already said CCD's voice is annoying. So.
Oh, you're not a Brendan.
He's okay. Like, it depends on the movie and depends on the co-star.
You better hope that we don't get his line working because he is waiting.
I'll take it. I mean, I'll take him over some other people, but I have very strong opinions. I've been watching Hallmark since there was like one movie a year. So
I love it.
So who's your fave? Like if you had to pick a favorite, male, female.
Oh my gosh. Well, I have groups of faves. I've got right now, you know, of course, Andrew Walker. I've known him since the Bride movie. Andrew's great, and Tyler, of course. But I love Nick Bledsoe now after his great interview with you guys. I love him. And the girls, Nikki and Bethany Joy Lenz, I've been a fan of since the
best.
Christmas Secret, which is hokey, but I really like it. Yeah.
We've not seen that one.
Oh, well.
No, I haven't seen it either.
That's my favorite Christmas movie.
Wow.
Well, Hallmark's keeping Andrew, so they inked that deal. So you got him for a while now.
I know. I'm glad.
What was the name of it?
The Christmas Secret.
It's probably 10 years old now.
We got to put it on the list for maybe July or something, Bran.
It was just like the way the story all came back around. I mean, it was a little predictable, but it was. Jax, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. That's a good one. And that's the first time I saw Bethany Joy Lenz because I didn't watch what is that show?
She's One Tree Hill.
I'm not a One Tree person. So
yeah.
But anyway,
fair enough.
I have to go because the kids are back in the library and I have to
go be a librarian. Shh, quiet.
Again, I love you.
Love you so much, Eve.
So much, you guys.
You are my heart and my soul, my north and my south, my sun and my moon.
You're on my ride home every day, you guys. I plug in an episode on the way home every day. So I just love you guys. I've been around since the very beginning. So.
Man,
OG.
Wow, an OG double decker. I love it.
An OG.
No way, Eve.
No, Eve. No, Eve. We won't have it.
Bye.
Bye.
What, somebody else just come in the chat.
They came in and then they hopped out.
Now's your chance.
We'll leave it. We'll be live for just a couple more minutes in case somebody wants to pop in.
Who's the new queen of Hallmark? Is it just undisputed? Is it's Lacey?
I don't know. I think that we need to have a pageant.
You think a pageant is necessary?
I think we need to have some sort of pageant.
Do you think we should just break it down an episode and all give our choices?
I mean, you know my thoughts on the matter. But there's a difference between who is my queen and who is the queen.
We would say that the queen of Hallmark has always been Nikki DeLoach. I think Bethany Joy Lenz is probably the best that does it. She's not on the network enough, in my opinion. So we would say that the queen has always been Nikki DeLoach. We've never actually given that crown to CCB.
But probably Lacey would be my guess.
Her numbers were bigger than CCB's anyway for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know how.
And all she did was dance. And
yeah.
What'd she do this year?
It was another movie with Will Kemp. Wasn't it another movie with him? After the.
No.
Wait, Wait,
she did
Christmas.
What did she do? She did two. Did she Christmas do two movies, or was that last year that she did two movies? 2 years ago,
the time for us, them, or whatever.
Yeah, that was the weird year.
Yes,
but she did one this year.
The
which
castle
was a
movie they're saying.
The castle movie.
It was so bad.
The racist castle movie. That's right.
Gosh, it was bad.
Yeah.
Woof.
Yeah. Not I think, a good I think
Christmas
it's interesting,
at Castle Heart.
Because we, yes. It, yeah. We have, okay, so we have Lacey and Holly who have inked the deals. And then we have Ashley Williams who's at all the events and now filming in Hawaii with Ryan Pavey. And if you get paired up with Ryan Pavey, you're in for
then
life.
You know.
So I feel
well,
like
Pavey doesn't have a pack.
No.
He does a pack. I know the pack. Trust me.
He has a pack. You're in the enough hot water with him.
The pack and I know each other quite well. But
hot water. I love the damn point. We're all going to have a good time at Rama Drama together. We're going to work it out.
Yeah, okay.
Brian Harold, welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh, Brian.
Hey guys, you hear me?
Yeah, kind of.
You're on a delay, but it's fun.
I just said Eve's voice is so annoying. Right? Got her.
Yeah.
Eve, you deserved it.
Man.
Are you friends with Eve? Are these double-decker friendships that have formed? You got to film. Okay.
Yeah, these are double-deckers. It's all in good fun.
Ryan, do you have a lot of thoughts on Candace Cameron and her future?
No. But I do wonder, is this a big grape play? Is big grape involved?
Oh, it could be.
I don't want to say that big.
It's going to be the Grape American Country Network.
There it is.
Here's the thing. If it is, then I have no choice. This will be Deck the Grape. And... Like, there's nothing that I can do. I'm such a great fan that there's nothing I can do.
He's a big, great boy.
Which, by the way, did anybody start the GoFundMe? That came out today. Did anybody start the GoFundMe for Grape?
Well, we have two GoFundMes that need to get going.
Right, of course. Thank you, Jax. Of course you would remind me. There's two, yes.
That comes out tomorrow.
No, today.
Oh, sorry.
Is it today?
Today.
Oh,
it is today. Love Classified.
We're good.
Love Classified. That's right.
I had yesterday of school. My whole week.
Today is Tuesday. Yeah. That's right. It's tough. Thing. It's tough. Well, thank you, Brian.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck out there.
You too. Love you.
Man. I love you to Brian.
Love you, Brian.
Love you, Brian.
Is that Dave White in the background? Else can see that.
No, that's right.
Dave's going to comment. I'm here for it.
We did it. A special emergency live podcast where we didn't really accomplish much.
We solved a lot.
We
did you say accomplish munch?
I did munch a good bit beforehand.
We provided a safe space. And I think we all needed that.
I think that we did on a day like today. I think we really did. Yeah. This is going to be, as always, an interesting year to watch in the made-for-TV space.
Yes.
What's Hallmark going to do? What's GAT going to do? What's Lifetime up to?
Can we just have an early, way too early.
Way too early.
Prediction on number of GAC movies and when they kick off the season.
For that's
Christmas?
Like
are you talking Christmas?
For Christmas, I want it from Jax and I want one from Alonzo, who's still on the line.
I want Hallmark combined. GAC and then Lifetime.
I love it. And when they start.
Okay. Alonzo, you're back on with the boys' robe, still looking dynamite.
How many did GAC do last year for year one?
Like 12? 12 or 13, 12. I think.
Yeah.
Let's say 18. And I'm going to guess that about at least 15 of them will technically premiere on Peacock or IMDb TV before they actually air on GAC. Because Bill Abbott still doesn't understand how streaming works.
There you go. What about Hallmark and Lifetime?
They both are 40, right?
Roughly, yeah. 41 for Hallmark. Lifetime was, I think, a bigger number than... No, a smaller number than that.
It was smaller, total. Yes.
Yeah, and Lifetime did so many acquired last
Lifetime,
year.
And they did that weird thing where they did a movie a day.
The daily thing. Did that pay off for them? I don't think
it paid off for them, no.
Let's say 35 for Lifetime. And Hallmark is going to do 43. And I'm going to predict that one of them will premiere on Hallmark Drama. And then almost immediately get rerun on one of the two main channels.
Are they going to do one on Movies Now again?
And they'll do a Movies Now as well to try and make that happen. And then stealthily a week or two later, that will also pop up on one of the main channels.
Yeah. So, okay. Interesting.
43.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jax, are you writing these down?
I think the question is anyone going to... I mean, I think for me, the real question is anyone going to hire me to be in any of these movies? Because I'm just begging everyone at this point without any.
Move to Vancouver, lady.
Yeah. Right.
Mary Canadian. I'm going to say that JC is going to give us 14. Hallmark's going to give us 32. Actually, we're going to have less this year. And I think Lifetime's going to give us 40.
And you think Hallmark is doing less?
And then Lifetime.
What is your thought process there, you wild woman?
Things and get my hopes up about my holiday season.
I think that they are going to, they're probably, I think, focusing on quality over quantity. And I think they're going to circle up and really try and make some bigger budget movies. I say that with little bunny ears. And I think we'll see what happens there. But I mean, hopefully Netflix will do a lot because I hope I get to be reunited with my guys.
I mean, if we can't do deck to Netflix, who can do it?
Isn't that a dream? But what'd you say? By the way,
we still have to come back and do Christmas, California Christmas 2.
That's right. Christmas in July. We're doing it.
Have to is such a strong word.
We're legally recorded.
We made it this far into the franchise. Right. Yeah. We got to see it through.
What did you say for GAC? Jax?
I think a savant sommelier. I said it first.
Wait, did I say 14 or 16?
I think you said 14. You said
14. Yeah. And I'm super excited about Fit for Christmas that is going to be on CBS. Anna White is one of my favorite Hallmark writers, and she's teaming up with Amanda Kloots, who I love and I think is just awesome. And I think that CBS is going to get into the Christmas movie game too.
Wow. Look out.
They've got three announced, right?
Yeah.
I think they do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
We'll review those too, right, guys?
Go ahead.
I think that GAC is going to get 20 out there. Okay. I think they're going to get to 20. They've signed all of these people.
They've signed about 20 people now,
you've got to have movies for them to do.
True.
I think signing Candace is the last kind of domino in that, or the first one, depending on getting those movies started, however you want to say it. I think that Hallmark will start on the 22nd, and GAC will wait for that and then announce that their first one's on the 15th. I also think Hallmark's going to do fewer films.
Interesting.
I think that they're going to be in the mid-30s, like let's say 35, and try to back off on double stacking the films to give everybody a little bit more room to breathe. And then Lifetime, I think that strategy just bombed hard. So let's put them right at, 30. Let's put them at 30. That's right. What I'm going with.
I am going GAC 25.
Whoa.
It's the 25 movies of Christmas on Get Great American Christmas.
That's really smart, Brand.
As they like to say. They're also going to start.
Brand just got hired, actually, they're also as the marketing guy.
Pam Slay just slid into your DMs.
Hey, Pam, come on.
He's actually doing it for Great Big League Chew. You can't find that anymore.
You've got to.
CCB owns a winery, you guys. It's all tied together.
That's true. She does. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to start the first weekend in October.
Wow.
I think they're going to jump the gun and they're just going to go hard to the paint. I don't know how that math works out with like two premieres every weekend leading up until Christmas, but let's just go. At some point, they'll have to do something. Yep. They'll do one on Thanksgiving or what some. We'll get to 25 somehow.
They're putting CCB on Thanksgiving night. Like she.
I also.
You know what's crazy?
One more big prediction.
If they start the weekend of the October. I'm not joking. If they start the weekend of October 1st, which is a Saturday, and they do two movies a weekend, they can show one on Christmas Eve. It's exactly 25.
Okay. First of all, Dan, thank you for your research. That was impeccable. And Bran, I think you nailed it. I think
And I have one more big prediction. If the court will allow.
I'll allow it.
Two of those movies will star Candace Cameron Bure.
Yeah.
They'll start the season with a Candace Cameron Bure movie to remind the people that she's there, and then they'll give her the Thanksgiving week spotlight.
It's big time.
Thank you. Hallmark, going up to 50 movies this year.
Good gracious.
Here's my theory on this. If you remember what they did last year for Thanksgiving week, they didn't do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They did back-to-back premieres on Hallmark Channel Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it worked for them ratings-wise. It did.
You're right.
The 6 o'clock was a success. I think they're going to play around with that more as a way to get more movies on Hallmark Channel. I think they're, you know, not as focused on Hallmark movies and mysteries. They'll probably do 12 like they did last year. I think they're going to try to double up more. Once Thanksgiving week starts, maybe throughout the December, they'll do more of those back-to-back boys because it works as a way to get up to 50. Lifetime, I think they're pulling their punch. I think they're going to – not pulling – yes.
You think they're pulling their punch?
I think they're pulling their punch, and by punch, I mean –
I don't think you know what that saying means.
By punch, I mean like most people pull their punch bowl out. Like the party's over.
When they pull the punch bowl out.
When they're like, guys, party's over. I'm taking the punch bowl away. That's usually what that's how I understood it. And I think that's what they're going to do this year.
Pulled.
Yeah. I think they're only going to do about 30.
30.
Yeah. I think they're going to do 30. That's what I said. Great.
30.
They're pulling their punch bowl.
Well, one of us is definitely right. And I think we know that, which is great. So, yeah, this is a lot to look forward to.
A lot to look forward to. Christmas in July is coming right up. Very excited about that.
Do we think Hallmark's giving us a new one in July the way they did last year?
No.
And the way they YouTube then did it.
Yeah.
I don't think that they – when did they announce that last year that they were doing a Christmas
not yet. I think I would have seen it in my Facebook memory. So I don't think we knew at this point because last year.
I would have definitely shared it, and I haven't seen it on my memories yet. So there's nothing that –
That tickled me.
because they just announced an August – like isn't the Ashley Williams, Ryan Pavey, isn't that an August release? Or is that July?
Oh, the Hawaii one? I'm not sure.
Hawaii
one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which is a wild pairing to me, but.
It is some kind of pairing. I mean, that's one of the first pairings that I was like, wow, those two, the energy level there is different.
I think, I just wrote, by the way, self-plug, I just wrote a piece for The Wrap about the 50 best romantic comedies before 1980 because there was another list.
There's a list that came out and didn't include any of them.
Exactly, yes. Anyway, and I talked about how in Foul Play, Goldie Hawn has enough chemistry to turn Chevy Chase into a viable romantic lead.
Yes.
I could see Ashley Williams having the same kind of mojo on Mr. Pavey.
I agree. He will, afterwards, we will say Ryan Pavey's never been better. That is,
she's got enough spark for the both of them.
Now, for a movie that comes out in 4 months. I'm just being honest. It's what's
going on. They're filming it right now. Right now in all Hawaii. How about that? Mm-hmm. Well, this has been so much fun, everybody. An emergency podcast for the books. Let's do these more. Let's do more emergencies.
Emergency podcasts and not tell anyone.
Yeah.
I love it.
Until then, next time, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.